That's right. They said, because it's Christmas, they're allowing 5 weeks for people to feedback. And I was just looking at today's programme. The front page is an aerial picture of the stadium with right now, with a W, right, plastered across it, encouraging fans to write in and say whether they're in support of it, which I think they will be.
Yeah, and as far you would have hoped so from the fans' point. If you've got fans who go no, we don't want it, you'd start worrying a bit, I think, Eric, wouldn't you?
I would.
Are you confident? Are you happy? I mean, obviously you're happy with the plans that have been put in place.
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't have put it in if we weren't confident. There's many things that can go wrong with this sort of idea, and the whole planning process to be got through. But it's been really thoroughly researched and prepared. It's very, very professional what's been put in. It's a joint effort with us and the developer. I'm very hopeful that we will get the positive nod in about 12 weeks' time, I think it'll be.
So there's the process is that the council asks for people to write in with their thoughts, and then there is the planning committee meet,
yes,
go through the plans, people are able to lodge their concerns as well. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, and there are bound to be concerns. I don't think you can build a stadium inside the M25 without some people thinking it's not right or it's in the wrong place or whatever concerns there are. But we've attempted to preempt all those in the way we've submitted it and tried to deal with all the questions before they're even asked.
Yeah, how much of it is dealing with the hearts and minds of those people who will be affected by the building of a new stadium?
Well, it's in a relatively, don't mean to be rude, but a relatively run-down area. There's not a huge amount of residences nearby. Nonetheless, we've spent a lot of time consulting people there ourselves. We held exhibitions locally, invited people from, we're on the boundary of the Wandsworth, as well as in Merton, inviting people from both boroughs, and I think the something like 84% overall of the people who came to the exhibitions and responded were in favour of a new stadium.
And just briefly, for those who may not be aware of, I mean, obviously it's Plough Lane, it's the old Greyhound Stadium down there, but what is the proposal for the stadium, size-wise, and what you hope to achieve?
The application is for planning permission for a 20,000 stadium, but we're not getting too big for our boots right now. The intention is that we would start with 11,000, and then as we hopefully progress through the leagues, we'll build it up to the 20,000 that we have permission for.
And what about funding? How is that? Is it all coming into place?
I'm hoping that by the end of January, we'll have everything sufficiently signed up that we can say definitely the financing is in place. We're in the late throes of discussions with various bodies. I'm going to be reasonably discreet.
No,
that should allow us to say we can sign on the dotted line, the money's going to be there.
And when, if everything was to run smoothly, when would you hope to be playing your first game there?
The target, and I think that's the right word to use, rather than it is a target, is season 2017-18.
Brilliant. That would be absolutely awesome, would it? What a story. What a next chapter of the story that would be. Finally, Liverpool at home in the FA Cup in a couple of weeks' time. Eric, excited?
Yeah, I mean, it's another milestone, is the way I look at it. You know, we've gone from, I don't know, nothing to trials on Wimbledon Common through to, I don't know, our first game, our first promotion, our promotion in the league, and now our first time in the third round of the FA Cup when we get Liverpool. And for most fans supporting us who are over about 30, 32, 33, they were there in 1988, and this is a chance to relive those days in their minds, and hopefully on the pitch too.